Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. You have to be part of the solution. All right, some of you have probably let this go by without giving it a whole bunch of thought. And I have a question for some of you. Is it time? Is it time just to move on, as some people would say? When I was a kid, my God, I remembered this. Well, let me play it, then we'll talk about it. Take a listen.
Of the CBS soap opera, As the World Turns. First word came at about 1:40 p.m. Eastern Time. It happened too quickly for cameras to be in place.
And I gave it a great deal of thought, Grandpa.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Then it was back to the soap opera, but not for long. Soon after, Walter Cronkite was back, reporting from the CBS newsroom, complete with rotary telephones and wire machines.
This picture has just been transmitted by wire. It is a picture taken just a moment or two before the incident. If you can zoom in with that camera, we can get a closer look at this picture.
And almost exactly 1 hour after his initial bulletin, this now famous announcement.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
So,
can you imagine
my son
what that must have been like? Seriously. Now, I do. I don't remember every detail. But I do remember my mom and my grandmother. Something was wrong. Something was amiss. Something was bad. Okay? And I never really, I mean, for years, I didn't know what it was, right? And when you think about it, this was a big deal. We really hadn't, since Lincoln, really, right? Or maybe there was a few others. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. But to actually be assassinated like this. He was such a popular president. He may not have been popular with everybody. I get that. Now, some feel that he was assassinated because of his, you know, feeling towards the then dark state. Right? The dark powers. Right? We've had a few presidents over the year warn us of this kind of thing. And how much power they were getting and how much power they had. Seriously. Right? Or am I really wrong here? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But it's 59 years ago that President Kennedy was shot and killed. And the one to take his place was one of the biggest. Yeah, I don't know why anyone would say it. I mean, the guy was a flat-out racist. You want to talk about a real white supremacist? They wouldn't do it because he's one of their gods, you know. Do you know who them is? Kennedy was what? The 35th president of the United States. In the days when they used to ride around the open car motorcades. Right? Now, riding the same car with him was, well, obviously his wife, Jackie Kennedy. Texas Governor John Connally. And Connally's wife. Right? That same day, the suspect in the shooting, Lee Harvey Oswald, was arrested. Johnson was sworn in as president the next day. I mean, people just floored. They didn't know what to do, right? I mean, again, we hadn't seen this in forever. So we were really floored. And it was a time, not but a few years later, would they go after his brother, Martin Luther King Jr.? We saw a series of the turmoil history of this country. Right? And again, we have had dark times in our history. I find it interesting that all these young people think that they're so righteous. They've got all the answers. They know everything. They know how to be perfect. Right? We've had these moments. We're willing to admit that we've had these moments. But we work to fix it. We work to make it better. 59 years ago today, President Kennedy was assassinated. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus on the other side of the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Red tube.
Hold on.
Okay, good.
It's fun.
Yeah.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win, you know. When you actually do something more than nothing, we get to win, you know? So, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Brad Dinkins joins me, as he does every week. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I always love my time with him as well. I get learned every time he's on the show with me. I always appreciate the information he brings with us. Brad Dinkins, how are you doing this day?
Oh, doing well, doing well. I just came back from a trip from Seattle, Washington.
Whoa!
This last weekend, and I came back yesterday, and it was a very whirlwind trip from Seattle down to Tri-Cities, and we got to address groups of Republican women, and then meet with some people,
go back to Seattle though. I mean, it's pretty kind of pretty tight there right now, isn't it? I mean, they still have
Don't those people still have that couple of blocks there walled off or something?
Yeah, I stayed away from that part of Seattle. So, but this was the State Republican Women's Conference, and they had me be able to address the group and answer questions, and also have our two other attorneys that we have on staff up there to address the group. It went very well, and then I got to preach at a church at Calvary Chapel in the Tri-City area, and they had three services, and then we had an evening service for pastors and community leaders. And that was just very, very encouraging, the turnout. And, you know, people are not complacent. Even though it's after the election, people are very passionate and concerned for this country, and I don't think it's going to stop.
No, but, okay, so I'm going to challenge you, because I've been putting up with this stuff for a long time, and it's really interesting how here in L.A., in Los Angeles County, we had 32% of Republicans show out to vote. And because of that, we lost many seats. We lost many seats we could have picked up and gone with. And if we don't get Republicans, if we don't get conservatives to come out and vote, we're going to have a problem. We're going to lose major areas up and down the state of California, even though we want to whine and yell and scream about how bad it is, how bad the system is, and what have you. So, I mean, I'm really excited that these guys are excited, but are they willing to engage, I guess, is the next question.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'd have to say a large percentage of them decided to get our case updates, fill out our sign-up sheet to get an update with our cases, the laws and things that are going on. That was a real big sign. If I speak to a group and there's just a few people interested in being kept up with the cases and what's going on, that can be discouraging. But this was very, very encouraging. And in fact, about half the people who filled out the sheet checked the box to become a regular monthly supporter of PJI. So that was encouraging. However, that said, you can't ignore what you just said. Only 32% of Republicans in Los Angeles County voted, and yep. The rest stayed home.
Yep. And it was Los Angeles County. Evangelicals are just as bad.
Yeah. So that is very disturbing, because if we had high voter turnout, everything would have turned out differently.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah,
we had parent positive candidates that lost by very few votes, and the biggest part of that was because, again, our people didn't come out and vote for them. Because, you know, we get this attitude that everybody thinks like we do, and that nobody's going to put up with this craziness, and people will, you know, there's no way this person can lose or what have you. I found myself doing the same thing with a lot of people who kept saying to me, oh, you've got this. You know, I can't imagine you'd lose. I go, well, with an attitude like that, I will lose. You have got to come out and vote. You have got to make sure you and your friends come out and vote. This is how people like me lose. So, it was quite interesting. I mean, I won by big, very big numbers, and but it's just interesting to watch or listen to these people on our side of the aisle, if you would, that really are kind of Pollyannish in a lot of ways, you know?
Yeah. It's you made a good point. I can't deny it. I can't deny the facts.
I know. So. For those of you listening for the very first time, Brad is the eternal optimist, and I am the eternal pessimist, so we make a good couple when we talk about stuff, right? So Brad Dinkins is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. You can find out more information about them on PJI.org, PJI.org. But Brad, before we get rolling, tell people about the organization, how they can help, and what you guys are doing.
Oh, you bet. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we have 27 offices in 20 states across the country, defending religious freedom, parental rights against the government, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge. And in fact, we have a $350,000 matching grant this year. So if people participate and support PGI, their support will be doubled up to the total amount of $350,000. And we're very grateful to those people putting up that money to make that matching grant happen.
Wow, that's pretty cool. All right, so now we know how you get matching money, but what do you do?
Well, we defend religious freedom.
Yeah, but I guess my point is, you guys, since I've known you, some of the issues of the day, if you would, longer than the day, obviously, but some of the issues of the day have been, I mean, you spent, what, a year and a half, it seemed like every case you had was protecting a pastor somewhere. You know, so you've seen things moving along, if you would, in the culture, haven't you?
Oh, yes, very dramatically. You know, when we had, you know, about 15, even 10 years ago, the idea of a minister or pastor being criminally prosecuted for preaching in a public place protected by the Constitution was like just unheard of. But now it's become very, very common. In fact, right before the pandemic, about 30% of all of our cases were criminal defense cases defending ministers and pastors for preaching or sharing the gospel in public places, on public sidewalks protected by the First Amendment, clearly. And, of course, we win more than 9 out of 10 of these kind of cases, but it's still very frustrating to see this growing animosity taking place. Then what we have in the public schools is outrageous. So we at Pacific Justice have been defending parents on public school issues and also equipping them with things like opt-out forms customized for each of the 50 states to help protect their kids, and even helped church homeschool co-ops get started to provide alternatives, and even help protect against social workers who are now zealously taking kids just because the child says, my mom and daddy aren't supporting me changing my gender or, my sexual orientation. And these kids are being taken from parents, loving, wonderful parents. And so we have an article, 12 Steps to Protect Your Children from Social Workers. And it's available on our website, pji.org, for free.
All right, and when we come back, I want to talk about some of these issues that are coming down here in California, that Prop 1 that now will allow you to bring a child here to California to change his sex or her sex or whatever. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info via or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The student loan repayment pause has been extended again, despite the president having said the 2022 end-of-year pushback would be the last. The bump will go no later than June 30th of next year, and payments will resume 60 days after the pause ends. A federal judge ruled that former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki must comply with a subpoena and offer deposition in a lawsuit that claims the Biden administration colluded with big tech to censor speech. Expect to pay more on average to fuel your holiday journey this Thanksgiving than in any year past. The price of a gallon of gas is down 16.4 cents from a month ago, but that's still 24.5 cents higher than it was a year ago. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The mask mandates could be coming back. That's right. HHS is now pushing. Interestingly enough, right after the midterms, remember before the midterms, hey, mask mandates? No, we don't need them. We're good. Everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. And now after, because Fauci has come out talking about it again, HHS is talking about the mask mandates being reinstated. And I have no sympathy for you Dems who keep voting for these people who, flat out, they lie to you. And you have no problem with it. Absolutely none, apparently. Or you have short memory, or we as Republicans scare you that much that you're willing to put up with their lies. And they won't stop. You keep letting them get away with this, and God only knows what they'll try to do to you. Brad Dankus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Check them out at pji.org. PJI.org. They protect your rights as parents, your rights as citizens, your rights to religious freedom, and have been for many, many, many years now. And Brad, what did you say? You had 27 offices? How many?
27 offices in 20 states, from Miami to Boston to Chicago to Washington to Seattle to Southern California down to Houston. And many places in between. So we're all over the country.
I was thinking you need 15 in New York and 15 in California alone, you know.
Well, we do have 6 offices in California. We have 2 offices in New York. New York is very problematic as well. It's keeping us very, very busy.
Yeah, I look at this stuff and what's going on, and I'm thinking to myself, you've taught me just with this blue line flag issue. You have taught me the difference. I mean, here in California and many other states, the difference in the rights that we have when we shouldn't be that different, you know?
Right.
But the difference is in what freedom of speech means there as opposed to here. We have education code in California that keeps us from doing certain things, and it's mind-blowing. It's mind-boggling. And frankly, I've seen what's happened to some of the parents that were helping to fight this issue, and now you and I have talked about this kind of stuff off air, but, you know, you got a bunch of parents that are now feel like it doesn't matter what they do, they can't win, you know?
Yeah. The good news is that there are many parents who are elected to school boards across the country, and one thing we're doing at Pacific Justice Institute is we're working on some resources and even a training Zoom where we're going to deal with a lot of the questions that they're having. And, you know, how do they deal with certain circumstances or a superintendent that is not following through on what they, as a majority, you know, board of education, you know, school board want them to do. So these are something we're doing proactively. We're so pleased with all the parents who ran, who won. Well, now it's time for training and development, and we have Pacific Justice to intend to do just that in the months ahead. And if people know someone who's a school board member who's been elected, they're a rookie, they would appreciate that kind of input and training. It's all without charge, of course. They should go to our website and go to our general information and let our staff know so we can update them and let them know when we have those resources available and that training available.
Yeah, and again, we do need guidance. I'm on a school board, and we do need guidance. We don't know what all our rights are. A lot of times we have to ask some questions, and, you know, it's just amazing. Hey, I want to get back to one of the questions we were asked last time you were on, and it's really funny. Some of you who want to send me a question to ask Brad, can you do it before we're 2 minutes away from the end of the show? That would be really cool. I'd have enough time to grab it and ask him. So they're talking about, you know, the new law here in California where you're going to be allowed to take kids from other parts of the country here who want to have the surgery, the transgender surgery, and they're going to ignore, I don't know how they do this, they're going to ignore federal warrant or a warrant from another state to return that child, what have you. And I was doing some work the other day and saw that in the last 5 years, these transgender kids or transgender surgeries are 400% higher than they were 5 years ago. They've risen that much. And these hospitals / doctors are making a mint off of these. And now we've come to find out they've actually done them on minors. Now, we were told they weren't doing them on minors, but they're doing physical surgery on minors. What can be done about this?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. So there's one minor has already filed a lawsuit. Maybe they're not a minor now, but they filed a lawsuit when they were a minor and they had this procedure done, and you know, they weren't talked about the consequences. It was just in, out, and now they're regretful. They wish they hadn't had it done. And you know, it was a male who had surgery and hormone shots to look like a female, and now they're very angry, very bitter. One in five, in fact, of transgenders have actually come out and said that they wish they hadn't had it done. They regret having it done. That's a pretty high, you know, stat. And those are just those who have come to the point in the process of realizing this was a mistake. It doesn't include all those who are suffering from it, who have yet to come to that final conclusion. So what we'd like to do at Pacific Justice Institute is I almost want to let everyone out there know that if they know of someone who had this procedure done, and they feel that, particularly if when they were a minor, and they feel that they were not given adequate information, they didn't have counseling beforehand from a psychologist or psychiatrist, to determine the real need or the real source or the real issues involved that's precipitating this desire, and we're not made aware of the consequences, i.e., that they're going to be sterile and not be able to have any children. Anyone in that situation should not hesitate to contact Pacific Justice Institute. Let us know, and so we can help inform you about what your rights are and look into the possibility of that person's plausibility of having a lawsuit.
Yeah, I'm looking at numbers. You said one in five. There was one report that I read, almost 80% of the girls who transitioned to boys were questioning their decision because... what was interesting was some of the points that they brought up that the girls were talking about. Nobody had told them that they... I'm sorry. This is the parents' fault. Nobody told them they wouldn't be able to have kids later. Nobody told them that they couldn't reverse this. All right? There was all kinds of things I was reading. A couple of people, the adverse reactions to this kind of thing and blocking the hormones, what could happen to your body, what could happen to you physically because of these kind of things. Nobody really sat there and worked them through this. Most of them said that they had less They have total less than an hour and a half worth of, I think it was the most I saw in the one, of counseling before they were prescribed drugs. And I don't know how they do this, how they can allow this to happen, and somebody not having to pay for this at some point in time.
Yeah, and also those who've had counseling, they may have had counseling from a psychiatrist, psychologist who has signed off on this, but never made any attempt to address the issue, the foundation, where this was coming from. You know, for example, studies show that the children who were sexually abused as children, that they're much more likely to want to change their gender, or sexually traumatized, change their gender. Why? Because they want to put to death that person, their past. They want to become someone different. That's just one psychological structure, if you will. And a counselor that does not provide that, who does not go into the issues and really find out what's really involved, you know, the answer may not be, which I know it's not changing their gender. It could be, instead dealing with an issue of trauma that they haven't worked through and received healing for. So these lawsuits are not just about doctors and hospitals. They're also potentially about psychiatrists and psychologists who really don't do their job to really dig and find out what the real issue is underlying this desire to change their gender. To change their gender, that's a secondary resolve to a primary issue that is probably not being addressed and dealt with.
Yeah, one of the items on the list was body shaming, where a lot of these girls were ashamed of their body. They were ashamed of how it was growing or not growing. So I asked some of the females in my life, is this true? Is this something that you went through as a young girl? And they all said yes. So, again, not properly talking to or giving them the counseling they need. Gotta go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Brad Dacus joins me right after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. That's fighting music, by the way. Or fighters music, I should say. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Head up to the website, joemessina.com. Joe, God, look at that thing. JoeMessina.com. Look, I'm about ready to fall on my desk. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, Brad Dinkins joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate the time he spends with me on the air and on the show. Brad, we were talking during the break, and one of the things I was telling you was how more and more we've got some of these parents coming into school board meetings and other places as well, and constantly telling us that, you know, we're not even allowed to talk about God. We're not allowed to talk about Scripture. We're not allowed to talk about anything. They're even telling the parents that come up to the, you know, to take their 2 minutes at the podium that they can't recite Scripture on a specific issue. Okay? I mean, I've had parents come up and recite Scripture, you know, woe to you kind of Scriptures, to where we're supposed to be taking care of the kids and not doing what we're doing to them. And we've got people, devout atheists, I guess, telling us, and even some non-atheists and some legal types saying, "You, first of all, you as a board member, I think I told you I recited a speech by Benjamin Franklin, and I was cautioned that it could be considered proselytizing. What say you, Mr. Protecting My Free Religious and Freedom of Speech Rights?"
Yeah, citing a quote from a founding father as an expression of our heritage and our foundation as a nation is not unconstitutional. Yeah, even if that expression by the founding father may have had a religious foundation or mention or perspective, this is who we are. This is where our nation came from. You know, the whole concept of fundamental rights is premised upon the existence of a creator. Now, people may not believe that. They may be atheist. But it's a fact that that is where our fundamental rights come from and where they were recognized by our founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. I mean, it's not debatable. That's fact. Even if they don't believe in God, the fact that our founding fathers did, and that's where the concept of fundamental rights came from. And it's important that that we be reminded of the original intent of our founding fathers, what was intended, because it helps us move forward and make responsible decisions with regard to the original intent of the Constitution as it applies to today.
Yeah, it is amazing to me on a regular basis. It's almost, like in the days of possession when you talk to these people, how much they really don't get or really don't read what our founding fathers had in mind. Now, if I'm wrong, feel free to correct me, but our founding fathers didn't necessarily want this to be a quote-unquote Christian nation. They didn't want Christianity forced on anybody. But they wanted you to have the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion to worship any way you wanted, anyone you wanted. But on top of that, the thing that bothers me the most is the fact that our right to exercise our religion is not supposed to be stifled. However, it's stifled everywhere.
Yeah, correct. It is. And also, the founding fathers had no problem with government acknowledging God, acknowledging the origins of our faith, of our rights and our concepts of justice. You know, before I went to law school, I studied the origins of Western law and Blackstone. And it was really revealing how American law is, whether people like it or not, is actually premised upon biblical scripture. In whether it's bankruptcy law, family law, criminal law, tort law, I mean, it is it's a part of our nation, and yet our nation that has that foundation is also a nation that respects the importance for religious freedom for everyone, and how critical that is, to be preserved. You really don't have without religious freedom, you can't even be really a quote Christian nation, because Christianity presupposes the acceptance or rejection of God and faith, and it's a relationship with God, and a relationship can't be forced on anyone. So, actually, a nation with a Christian foundation is probably the safest nation when it comes to religious freedom for everyone because of that underlying predicate.
You know, I find something really interesting that George Washington wrote, that without a belief in God, not a supreme being. When he referred to God, he was a Christian. He had a very specific idea who God was. And he said, without a belief in God, I hesitate to call you a patriot. Now, think about that. He's questioning, and I'm not saying that this was set in stone with him, but he said it. I have to believe he meant it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and I think that's because what he understood was that that if you don't believe in God, then you don't believe in fundamental rights. And fundamental rights was the whole foundation for freedom and liberty that they were fighting for. And so it's sort of like, you're on a different planet when it comes to your understanding and appreciating what we're all giving our lives for, which is fundamental rights endowed to us by our Creator, not given arbitrarily by whoever's in power. That's what Napoleon was all about. His revolution, it was about power. It wasn't about fundamental rights. And with that power came tyranny and a terrible travesty following the revolution. George Washington, of course, Napoleon was post-George Washington, but George Washington understood the importance of a revolution premised upon true freedom And true freedom is premised upon understanding of fundamental rights and the existence of a creator that, bestowed those fundamental rights.
I'm amazed at the writings that are available from our founding fathers on how they felt about God and country, what they were doing here, and all this other stuff, and how easily poo-pooed it is by the educated people, if you would. Again, it's just amazing to me. So.
Yeah, you're right. And one of the big flaws in history in terms of our academia is that it's not accurate history at all. It's history that's being twisted and turned to justify a new state, a new reset, if you will. And that's very dangerous and very costly. You know, students who are going to universities today, even many private universities, are not getting an accurate explanation with regard to history, and that's why they need to really do their own research. That's why I did my homework before going to the University of Texas School of Law. I knew I was going to get some definite garbage, and I did. And fortunately, I had done my homework, and I was able to be a little bit of a pain in some of my professors' sides in the process. But
we should do a series of short videos on the things that parents run into school, because I get questions all the time about kids that a teacher will give a lecture and they'll give a test on that lecture. And the kid, like you did, he knows the truth. He's got copies, he's read the letters from, Adams to Jefferson, and he wants to challenge the teacher in the test. Well, wait a minute, that's not true. The answer you're asking me to put down is not correct based on this letter that Jefferson wrote to Adams. And is there a way to fight that? Is there a way to force the teacher to accept an answer based on truth and not just what the teacher says?
Yeah, and that's a real problem. I know a young man from my church went to a university, and he hasn't given me permission to disclose the information, university.
Okay. Yeah, be generic.
But, but a university, and he's, his first year, and and he was, the teacher says, okay, this whole class is supposed to be, social studies, major studies, but she's talking about climate change. And she says, climate change, in fact, I want everyone to write a paper on the dangers of climate change and why we need to take massive, radical actions to, to support, to oppose climate change and da-da-da, et cetera, et cetera. And he told the teacher, says, I've got a real problem because, I want a good grade in this class, but I don't believe in this. And so I'm just sitting here really struggling with having to be honest or be able to be successful at this educational institution. I'm just sort of surprised that you've already come to the conclusion and there's no room for debate. And I think that student is probably going to be transferring at the end of this next semester to another university.
But the thing that bothers me is they're in these classes, they're spewing untruths, okay? I mean, you can call them lies if you want to. And somehow, now remember, we're forced to go to these schools, are we not? So there's no way to push back and go, your information that you're teaching in this class is incorrect, and here's the writings of our founding fathers to prove you wrong. And there's nothing you can do about it. You've got 20 seconds.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Ultimately, it's a tough one, right?
Yeah, it is. And, of course, the ballot box is a part of it. At the local school board level, et cetera. Getting a hold of resources that are contrary and very truthful. People like David Barton and others produce wonderful educational resources.
I'm going to cut you short like your wife does sometimes, okay? I mean, bottom line is we're up against the clock. PJI.org. Check them out. PJI.org. God bless. Have a great Thanksgiving, Brad, to you and your family. Joe Messina, your host.